Fathead, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today reviewing the new Rocky Patel 55. 55 named such because Rocky Patel just turned 55. So this is a cigar made in his honor to celebrate his 55th birthday. You can see he's a tiny little guy. I would call this a flying pig, but I think it's been described as a Corona Vitola. It's a 4-inch by 55 ring gauge, given that it's celebrating the 55th birthday of Rocky Patel. All of the sizes are 55s. There's a Robusto, which is a 5 and a 55, which really would be a Robusto Grande, because, I mean, that's well over 50 ring gauge. Toro, 6.5 by 55, and a Titan, which is an 8 by 55. That's a monster. This little guy retails for about $9.25. It's MSRP. Nicaraguan wrapper, Costa Rican binder, comes from Nicaragua and has Nicaraguan filler. And they're all going to come in about a 20-count box, except for the Titan, which is enormous. I think the Titans come in 10-count boxes. But enough about the cigar. Really, what we're here to talk about is what it smokes like. So let's get on to it. Now, this probably takes the cake in terms of cigars where the wrapper is a portion of the cigar. You can see that that really comprises about 75% of the cigar. So I'm not going to get too far into this cigar before I have to take that wrapper off. And I'm going to have to nose sort of near the end, because if I nose the wrapper or nose the band, I'm not going to get anything off the cigar other than the band. So there's lots of leather, lots of cedar. That's about it. Maybe a little bit of earthiness underneath that, but I might be reaching with that one. Not really getting anything out of the foot other than cedar, and that might just be from the wrapper. But I'm excited to smoke this. It's kind of a fun size. I think we have a pretty good toast going on there. I'm going to use my Zycar V-Cutter. It's got a pretty small cap, almost a torpedo cap on that. Make sure that's nice cut, though. Draw should be sufficient. And the draw is good. Nice little start of cocoa and spices, trailing pepper, trailing cedar. Interesting first few impressions. Some rich sweetness once the initial few draws are passed. Man, killer smoke production. It's really tasty. It's hard to put my finger on any particular flavor. There's a lot going on with the first few draws there. Lots of spices, sweetness, leather, so even some earthiness underneath that. Do a retrohale here, see if we can clarify any of the flavors. Really rich spices off the retrohale. Finishes very peppery. This is a really good cigar. It's a really good start. If the rest of the cigars like the start, it's going to be high on my purchase ratio. Not even at the 10-minute mark, and I have to say the pepper is building in intensity. Before it was kind of hitting at the end of the retrohale. Now it's kind of lingering between draws. Another thing to comment on here is the satisfying draw on this cigar. And what I mean by that is you don't have to take a very big draw. A very small draw produces a ton of smoke, which is very satisfying. And I think the end result is you end up slowing down your smoking experience. One thing we don't really comment on enough on cigar reviews is really how much smoke production you get, because I think if you aren't getting enough smoke off the draw, you tend to draw harder, you tend to draw more often, which is going to heat up the cigar and blow away some of those flavor nuances. Not so here. Quite enjoyable. You can see I'm not going to be very much longer here before I have to take that band off. I'll certainly comment on the flavors as I go. Hitting the 15-minute mark on the Rocky Patel 55, and there's a nice spice building. It's like a cinnamon spice, so you get like a sweet cinnamon. It's almost approaching candied hearts, actually, with the amount of cinnamon, but it's dialed back just from that point, so it's not overwhelming. Quite satisfying. I'm about an inch in here, and probably have another maybe 10 or 15 minutes before the first third starts to wind down. I'm guessing total smoking time on this guy will probably be around the hour mark, around the 50-minute to 1 hour mark. Just coming up on the 30-minute mark, and at about just under that, or just over the halfway point of the first third, there's this wonderful powdered rich cocoa that's coming through, both in the regular draw and the retrohale. Fantastic. I mean, if the rest of the cigar is like this, I think this is going to land in the box split category. This is a really, really nice blend. Very enjoyable. The flavors are all balanced. There's lots of complexity here. I'm really enjoying this. And again, I love the Vitola. It's a fun format. A 4x55 is kind of fun. It's good smoking time, especially as you can see in the colder weather. It's a good format. So we'll be getting into the middle third here, probably the next 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll see if there's any flavor transitions as it does. Just hitting the 40-minute mark, getting into the middle third here on the Rocky Patel 55. The powdered cocoa is kind of mixing in now with a little bit of earthiness. The cinnamon is dialed back a little bit, but there was this big, big, rich sweetness that kind of stepped up just as it moved into the middle third. It's kind of mixing in with the cocoa, kind of mixing with the cinnamon. It's a nice addition to the flavor profile here, and it just kind of, again, continues to round it out, add a little bit of differentiation here in the middle third. I'll certainly be commenting on any flavor changes as they occur here. Coming up on the 50-minute mark here, really at about the halfway point of the 55, and there's a little bit of cedar coming through now. It's more detectable, so I think it was always kind of there in the background, but it wasn't really pronounced, so it's at about the same strength level as the cocoa and the cinnamon and the sweetness. So, again, it's not pushing any of the flavors to the side. It's just adding to the flavor complexity here. Very enjoyable. Coming up on the 1 hour mark of the Rocky Patel 55, and nothing in the flavor profile is really standing out for the changes here. I would say maybe the earthiness has stepped up a little bit, but other than that, still getting the same profile from the middle third. Our mark on any changes here in the last third, like this one's probably going to be smoked right down to the nub. Now, 5 minute mark, and the final third's really settling in here. As you can see, there's very little left in the cigar. But the cigar still has lots of flavors to go. The cocoa that was so prevalent in the first third, middle third, really stepped up here as the final third settled in. Kind of rounding out the profile, but definitely taking the forefront of the flavors. Very enjoyable. Wrapping up the review of the Rocky Patel 55 and the 4x55 Vitola. Outstanding cigar. Really enjoyed it. This is one I'm going to be seeking out. I think this is going to land, no question, in the box split, maybe even the high box split. The flavor profile here was outstanding from start to finish, smoked it right down to the nub. Total smoking time on this bad boy was about an hour and 15 minutes, so perfect smoking time for me. Like I said, a great format, and very enjoyable. If you enjoyed this review, give us an up, thumbs up, or upvote, and toss us a comment. If you want to get in contact with me, if you have any feedback on the review, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Make sure to check out cigarfederation.com for the next review coming next week. We'll see you then.